Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up on today's show, we'll find out if our nation's youth are going to rock the vote or if they'll stay home on Election Day. We'll talk with a professor at Salisbury University who's been tracking young voters and hear from college students about the issues that matter most to them. Plus, we'll go digging for buried treasure in Lewis with people for whom beachcombing is much more than just a pastime. And we'll kick off Oktoberfest by going inside the brewing process with a local craft beer maker. First, though, we'll dive into a high-stakes legal case that's causing bitter divisions between farmers and environmentalists here on the coast. It pits the Waterkeepers Alliance against Berlin farmers Alan and Kristen Hudson, as well as Purdue Farms. The suit alleges that the Hudsons polluted a stream that runs near their farm. The Hudsons and their supporters, of course, deny these allegations. The trial began in Baltimore this week, but both sides have been engaging in a public battle of sorts for many months, and both sides have much to lose if the decision goes against them. So joining us to talk about how the case is unfolding is Baltimore Sun reporter Timothy Wheeler. He's been in the courtroom this week and joins us now from the offices of the Sun. Timothy, thanks for joining me here on Coastal Connection.
Glad to be here.
So this all began several years ago when environmentalists flew over the Hudson's farm and spotted what they thought was a pile of chicken manure near a drainage ditch. Now, state officials later determined that the pile was not, in fact, chicken manure. So with that in mind, how did this case get all the way to federal court? And can you give us some sort of a Cliff Notes version of the arguments both sides are making here in the first week?
Well, the plaintiff's side, which are the Waterkeeper Alliance, an environmental group, umbrella environmental group, and includes environmental groups all over the world, including some here in Maryland, says basically that the biosolids or sewage sludge pile on the Hudson farm was really the trigger for them to take a closer look at the farm. And in sampling drainage ditches coming off the farm, they found extremely high levels of fecal coliform bacteria and of nutrients indicative of runoff. And so that's the heart of their case, is essentially that runoff from the farm, from whatever source, is polluting the ditch, which ultimately drains to the Pocomoke River and to the bay. The other side essentially says, you can't prove that that material, the contamination in the ditches, came from the chickens, which are essentially regulated under federal and state regulations governing runoff. So the issue is one of both facts and of law here.
You know, and there's been so much back and forth in the media in the past few months that it's kind of hard to imagine that it's not a very emotional scene. Inside the courtroom, certainly we've seen outside the courtroom people picketing and protesting. But what's it like in the courtroom? What's the atmosphere like from what you've seen?
Well, I was on the first day. The courtroom was essentially packed. It's a relatively small spectator section there of, I want to say, four or five rows of benches, and they were pretty much all full. There were a few people spilling over into the jury box. This is a trial being heard just by a judge, so the jury box wasn't needed. As the trial wears on, the number of spectators begins to fall off. In fact, after the opening arguments, the number went down even then.
So no matter how this case ends up going, it seems that this dispute has really poisoned the relationship between environmentalists and the farming industry. Now, for you, someone who's been covering the environment in this region for almost three decades, I mean, what do you think is the impact of this case, both on the short term and the long term?
The end. The trial itself is not going to be the end of this issue, because there will almost certainly be appeals. The impact, the farmers that I've talked to tell me that it's, it has certainly made them more wary, perhaps less amenable to dealing with environmental groups. I think the environmental community is somewhat torn about this. There is a real concern about the impact of farm runoff and pollution, and a belief that to date, government and the industry have not totally come to grips with it.
We've been speaking with Timothy Wheeler. He's a reporter for the Baltimore Sun. Timothy, thank you so much for joining me here on Coastal Connection.
Thank you.
Lee Richardson is the president of the Wicomico County Farm Bureau, and he's a trustee for SaveFarmFamilies.org, an organization that was created to help the Hudsons raise money for their looming legal battle against the Waterkeepers Alliance. I sat down with Richardson at his family farm in Willards, Maryland. See, Richardson, like the Hudson family, is one of Purdue's poultry growers. Richardson says he raises about 175,000 chickens a year here. He says the region's farmers are closely watching this case, and they're concerned, as they feel like what's happening to the Hudsons could happen to them in the future if the Hudsons lose this case.
Well, it opens the door to lawsuits across the board for young small farms, small family farms and stuff like that, or even the big farms. They just start picking away at each one of us. You know, if they win this one, then it'll be the next farm and the next farm and put us all out of business pretty much. Because, I mean, eventually, you know, we can't, you know, support so many farmers, you know. So if the Hudsons lose, then we're probably back at square one with the next farm. And the Hudsons, of course, have lost totally, you know, that they probably won't be able to recover from it.
Talk about the impact just of fighting this battle has had on the Hudson family.
Well, the good thing is up to this point, SaveFarmFamilies.org has managed to curtail their legal expenses. The stress factor is probably the bigger one. They've got two small kids and, you know, and been hearing stories and all, and they're getting asked questions and they don't know what's going on. They're going to their parents asking, are we going to lose the farm? You know, what did we do wrong and stuff like that. And so, you know, it makes it hard for Alan and Kristen to talk to their children, you know, to explain it to them and make, you know, get them to understand, you know, that it's not something they point blank did wrong. It's something that another organization has accused them of and that they're going to have to fight it in court. And the court alone is, you know, stressful for, especially for a farmer. It's not our way of life. We're not used to that kind of stuff. So we're nervous. We don't know what's going on, you know, and we rely on other people that we're paying to save our butts, more or less.
Many people have speculated that this case could drastically start the ball rolling in altering the way the poultry industry or the farming industry, you know, runs in this country.
Well, if it goes in our favor, you know, hopefully that'll slow them down a little and kind of make them back off and understand it. The way we do things now is the way that it should be, that we feel that it should be, to feed the world. We're not, you know, intentionally going out and polluting and stuff like that. And I don't mean that, you know, that there's intentional polluting going on. What I'm saying is the integrated farming business that Purdue owns the chicken and that we raise them for them and all that, it's made it possible for us to grow quantities of chicken for the nation or worldwide. Mm-hmm. So I know without that, each individual farmer wouldn't be able to accomplish that, you know, even working together. It would take a company to integrate to make that happen. And that's why we need to see it stay here and, you know, production agriculture stay the way it is.
How confident do you feel that this case is going to go your way?
Assuming there's no information that I haven't, you know, learned about, you know, or anything up somebody's sleeve that's crooked, you know, I truly believe they have a very good chance of winning.
And, you know, and past this case, for the future, what do you think the long-term impacts of this case are going to be? Do you ever think that the relationship between environmentalists and the farming community and the poultry industry, do you think that relationship could ever be mended?
My opinion is it has to be mended. Whether it can be mended with radical environmental groups, I'm not sure. Probably not, because they've got their agenda. No matter what they learn or you teach them and all, they still have their thoughts in their head that's the way it is, that's the way it's going to be, and we got to stop it.
That was Lee Richardson, a local farmer and the president of the Wicomico County Farm Bureau. He's also a trustee with SaveFarmFamilies.org. On the other side of this case sits the plaintiff, otherwise known as the Waterkeepers Alliance. Dr. Tom Jones is a professor emeritus of biology at Salisbury University, as well as the president of the board of directors for the Assateague Coastal Trust, the very organization that put this lawsuit in motion back in 2009. Jones says environmentalists are not being radical in trying to fix a very real problem of finding what to do with all the chicken manure that's created here on the shore. He compared this case to something of a high-stakes boxing match.
And it's sort of like two prize fighters that have been sparring for a while outside of the ring, and they say this and they say that. But then once you get in the ring, which is in this case the court, then the big punches come out, the knives get sharper, and you're literally trying to convince people that the other side is really the bad guy, if you will. They're really out there. And so what's happening here is the environmentalists are being painted as extremists. And on the other way, the environmental groups are saying that corporate America is terrible, that's taking advantage of the farmers, that produce taking advantage of their contract growers, and they're this and they're that, and they're the cause. Chicken manure is the cause of all the woes of the Chesapeake Bay. So, you know, you have the extreme voice on either side. And now that we're in the courtroom here, each side thinks they have to sway public opinion to include the judge. And so these kind of things are being said. But is that what it is? That what is really happening, or what these people really are all about? And I really don't think so.
You know, some observers look at this case and they say this, you know, whichever way it goes, could drastically alter the way that not only the poultry industry operates, but also the farming industry nationwide operates moving forward. Do you agree with that? And if you do, you know, speak to it a little bit. How might it change?
Again, sort of that extremist view. You know, the only thing that's going to change here is how we deal with the manure and how we fertilize our fields. That's the only thing that's going to change here. And it's just one more evolutionary progression as humanity gets smarter about how we raise our food. You know, we're not going to kill the family farm, and we're not going to kill good companies like Purdue. We certainly hope not. We're only talking about manure as it runs off, and the nutrients and the bacteria as it runs off a field, whatever kind of manure it is, whatever kind of fertilizer it is. And so we're not going to change the industry. I don't see how we could change the industry. All we got to do is solve a social issue here that we have with this manure that we can't recycle like we used to recycle. We used to recycle it just by putting it on the farm field. But we've been doing that for so many years, we just can't do it that way anymore. So that's the only thing that's going to change here, hopefully.
Yeah. And what changes do you think need to be made to make this a better working relationship between these two industries that are kind of at odds right now?
Well, humanity has always gotten out of the fix it puts itself in through technology. And so therefore, we just simply need to continue to work on the technologies. And, you know, coming up with this phosphorus index that's been around for quite a long time, but we're trying to perfect that phosphorus index so that farmers will have a better idea of how and where they can put their manure back on the field. Purdue Farms and in general, the integrators are being brought into this because these technologies cost money to develop, and local farmers like the Hudsons, they can't afford to do it. They don't have the ability to do that. Any problem we've ever had as a human society, it's ultimate. Either you go to war over it and you kill the other side completely, or you sit down and you design a way of coexisting. And obviously, agriculture and a clean environment need to coexist.
We've been speaking with Dr. Tom Jones. He's the president of the board of directors of the Assateague Coastal Trust. He's also a professor emeritus here at Salisbury University. Dr. Jones, thanks for sitting down with me here on Coastal Connection.
Thank you very much, Brian.
We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Mercer.